Well, before Dave does that, we're going to be talking now with our guest this week, who's Asif Din. He joins us from the in the studio from Zed Factory. He's one of the architects who's involved in BedZed. That's the Beddington Zero Energy Development. Now, this is a housing development that produces or aims to produce all of the energy that it consumes within its site boundaries. That's a pretty ambitious target, Asif.
Yes. Hello.
how do you plan to do that?
Well, it was originally planned to have a combined heat and power plant on site, which has the capability of producing all of its electricity and hot water on site over the course of a year. So during the winter, it might import a bit of energy, but during the summer, it'll be exporting.
So the houses do need heating, but you're doing it much more efficiently because you've got your own local power station, basically.
Well, matter of fact, BedZed actually has as much insulation, so you do away with having your usual central heating system. And so it's got virtually a zero heating dwellings, but on the hot water side, you still have to provide the hot water.
Sure, because you can't do without a hot shower every day.
No.
But talk to us about how architecture is going in terms of producing houses which we view are the sustainable dwellings of tomorrow. What are the big sort of targets and priorities?
One of the big ones is, as Dr. Carl was saying, is sort of actually producing enough energy from your rooftop to actually power your home. Beddington Zero Energy Development actually does that on a site-wide scale, but the actual aim would be to do it on a single house or retrofit a house so you produce all of the energy it needs from your house.
They're two rather different targets, though, aren't they? So retrofitting my manky old cottage so that it was as good and as energy efficient as one of the houses you're designing and building now is a very different target, isn't it?
It is, very different. But there are certain things that you can still do. You can still buy A-rated appliances, so when you finish with your washing machine or your fridge, you could get a more efficient one. And by reducing the amount of energy, then you might be able to put a couple of PV panels on the roof and power a few bits and pieces of your house.
What about in terms of the way houses are laid out? Because it's very much en vogue at the moment to have your own dwelling, which is a detached cottage, but that's got four walls exposed to the elements. Therefore, the heat loss must be big. So should we be going back to the Victorian era where everyone lived in terraces?
BedZed is actually arranged in terraces. And yes, if you live in an apartment building or something that's surrounded by quite a few on the sides, then yes, you are going to consume a lot less energy than having an exposed cottage in the middle of nowhere being swept with wind.
And what about government regulations? What's the government saying we should do when we build new houses these days to make sure that they're efficient and energy efficient? They don't need excess carbon dioxide to go out into the atmosphere.
The government has put together a Code for Sustainable Homes, which next year will become mandatory for housing associations. Will be what's called Code Level 4, which will slowly ramp up until I think it's 2018, when all of their homes should be zero energy or zero energy target.
Oh, wow. So when you say zero energy, they're literally do not consume. They're not net consumers of energy.
They're not net consumers of energy. They will produce all of what they require from their own site boundaries.
My God. But how? I mean, that's the thing. Because, you know, I know how much energy my house uses. So how is that achievable?
It's actually starting from very basics. It's about lifestyle. It's about using the right appliances, energy efficient appliances. It's also, as I said, putting enough insulation in the walls so you don't actually need a proper heating system.
But if you put lots of insulation in the walls are much thicker. And developers don't like that because they can't get as many houses on a site.
Yes, but they will save on not being able to sort of like put in a central heating system. So it's balancing one thing with another.
Now, when you say a combined heat and power station, tell us a bit about how that would work and how it's laid out. And why won't there be pollution tipped onto the houses from that, having that in their backyard?
It's quite a clean burn technology. The one at BedZed was it's a modified diesel engine, effectively, that takes the gas off wood chip, then puts it through a processor, then produces energy from a turbine. But the turbine has a jacket of water around it, and that produces its hot water. So rather than having huge cooling towers, as you would do in a proper power station, the heat is not dumped and it's actually used for a good purpose.
How many people can you have in one of these developments benefiting in this way? First question. Second question, what happens when it goes wrong in the middle of winter? Everyone's cold.
You would always have a backup of some description. You'd always have a backup as an emergency.
Hot water bottle.
Well, no. wouldn't it be that bad? But you would have, say, an immersion heater on your cylinder, like you would do even now, so that if it does break down at any point, you'd still get hot water.
How much do you think you can save people in terms of their household bills from the kinds of houses you're designing now?
Well, BedZ's proven to be a 90% reduction on space heating, about a 50% reduction on water, and about a 50% reduction on electricity.
Those are pretty impressive results.
They are.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was Asif Din from Zed Factory, and he designs houses energy neutral. Great step towards sustainable living.